Am I the Jerk? And for that, we'll bring in Killer and see if we can help some of you decide. Were you the jerk or was perhaps somebody else?
I want to ease into this, gentlemen. Start off slow. Make sure that I get everything correct. Because Travis is a god at this position, doing this job. Finding the jerks for you.
Right.
So, okay. Number one. The Amber Alert kept keeping me up in the middle of the night, so I disabled it on my phone. The Amber Alert has done some great things for a lot of families. Am I the jerk? Asks D-Hub.
I disabled mine who knows how long ago. So I would say you're not the jerk.
No, you're not the jerk. I mean, it's a good resource, but if you're not helpful, I mean, if I leave it on, it's not like I'm not really like studying it.
How would you know you're not helpful if you don't have it on?
Because I've had it on, and when it's on, I just click it off anyways.
But what, all of a sudden you get a notification and you see that license plate number come up on the phone and you look over and there's that Chevy Silverado right there with that exact license plate number fitting the description. But you'll never see that because you've disabled it.
They really should region lock it because the last one I got was for the Houston area.
Yeah, we all got that
that's
one.
That's the problem.
Oh, that was the one, right?
That was a blue alert, I think, or a silver alert.
No, this one was, I just got, I think it was an amber alert.
Oh, like, really?
Yesterday or two days ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, never mind.
For Houston. I'm like, okay, I can't help with that down there.
But they could get here pretty quick, though, maybe.
I'm pretty sure I've turned off every possible alert that my phone could possibly do.
See, I think it's a jerk move to turn off the Amber.
I feel like you
Maybe
probably
I'm
put like,
dad.
Yeah, cause, well, so, well I'm,
I
we're
am
dads
too.
Man,
yeah.
I feel like you probably put like 20 minutes into each Amber alert. Now let's see. Did I see this? Did I see a black Honda Civic today?
No, but
when
I take
I parked?
A mental note that if I see that type of vehicle, I just really quick see if the first couple digits match when I remember, but I don't sit there and just dwell on it, but I do take a mental note to keep an eye out.
See, I didn't think we were jerks, but if we're comparing ourselves to Killer, we're all jerks when it comes to the Amber Alert.
No, you are a big jerk.
I mean, I don't mind it during the day, but usually if there's an Amber Alert, I'll see it somehow anyway, because it's always on social media, like on Twitter, which I spend way too much time on Twitter.
What about the Silver Alert?
None of them. I don't know what to say.
You disabled one, you disable them all.
No, that's what I thought, but you got to make sure.
Really?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, if you could put hour restrictions on it, I don't mind if it pops up during the day, but when I'm asleep, I don't want it. I'm not waking up. What am I going to do at 3 a.m.? Oh, my God. I guess I should leave my house and walk down the street, see if I can find it. So, no, I don't think you're the jerk if you want to disable that.
I think you are.
Well, it's two against one, so they're not.
You're a real jerk. Yeah, you guys are jerks over there. All right, Zachary wants to know. My father-in-law passed away back in 21 from COVID. While he was ill, my wife was driving back and forth from Wichita Falls to Siegelville. When things began to look dire, we decided she should stay up there with her dad in case he passed. I'm a stay-at-home dad with a 4, 9, and a 14-year-old. As my wife was on her way back to the hospital, the nurses informed her that her dad was dying, and she called me to bring our family down to the funeral, which wasn't planned yet. The day she wanted us to come down, my 14-year-old had a basketball game. My 9-year-old had a fall program at school. Since there was no plans yet made for the funeral, I suggested that we just bring the kids once we know more. She totally flipped out and said I was an unsupportive blank, aka jerk, which I understand was just freaking out because her father had just passed. So I dismissed it and picked up the kids from school and drove the 3 hours to get there. The whole next day, my wife, her stepmom, and aunts made up all the funeral arrangements, and they were stuck there until my kids were going to bed. Am I the jerk for trying to keep my kids sheltered from this unstable situation? For more context, my kids weren't really close, as I only saw him 3 to 4 times max a year. Also, she's never apologized for her outburst. But who's counting?
Jeez.
I don't think he was in the wrong.
No, but at the same time, this is a weird balance of, in that scenario with your wife, chances are, had you not done that, she would never have forgotten it.
True.
And your kids, you might be putting them out a little bit and it might have been a little weird, but I just feel like for that scenario, like, you might want to default to, hey, my wife needs me to do this. Her dad just died, whatever. I disagree, but this is, it's one of those choose your battle things. Like, I get what he's saying. I understand it, but.
There's a couple of things here. So his actions, he actually did what she wanted him to do.
Yeah.
So he didn't just have him play the basketball game. There's that. The jerkiest thing I heard in that whole thing was acting like you can't be close to your grandpa because you see him 3 or 4 times a year. I feel like there are a lot of people who see their grandpa 3 or 4 times a year and they can be close. So I kind of dismiss that as I think I saw my grandpa 3-4 times certain years and I loved my grandpa.
Did you talk to him on the phone and stuff all the time?
A little bit. Yeah. But yeah, I did.
That's the information we don't have in this.
But he did what she wanted him to do. So I don't think he can be the jerk. I don't think it's possible for him to be the jerk. He actually did it.
But you know, I don't think he's a jerk. It's just that is one of those situations where, I mean, you have to, I think it's fair to say, well, look, I know what's going on. And we're going to be there, but don't forget they have this and this. You know, what do you think?
He was trying to keep some normalcy for his kids.
Right. And then if she goes, that's fine, I don't care, bring them. Then you just bring them, man. That's just what
it could
you
be
do.
The next day, though. They could go play the game and then go.
I mean, well, not if she's like, I understand that, but I want them here. Even if you don't understand, you know, oh, she was off doing this and this. I mean, for all we know, her turning around and seeing her 3 kids are there just might have meant the world to her, and she never, I don't know.
Knowing that they're there like 5-minute drive away instead of a 3-hour drive away makes
a
big
tough one, man.
But, I thought he was just basically going to flex and say, hey, we went and he hit a home run.
I mean.
And got a standing ovation.
That's rough. Everybody responds to loss differently. That's a tough one.
He hit his first home run.
This one's from Doug. My favorite thing in the world when I was a kid was a Mentello.
A what?
A what?
I guess it's a toy.
Mentello? A pillow made out of mint?
Mentallo.
Mentallo?
Mentallo. I tried to buy one, but the only one left was bought by my friend who only heard about it because of me. I demanded that he sell it to me, but he wouldn't because he said my wife was getting me one for Christmas. Only problem was my wife got me a Mental Man, the extreme knockoff version. Am I the jerk to steal my friend's because I wanted it first?
Okay, I think Monty is trying to pull.
I was
going to
say, there's no way this is real.
King of Queens bit on the fill-in.
Yeah,
seeing if he can get Landry offsides.
Yeah, this is the King of Queens episode.
What the hell is going on?
Yes. Yeah. Mentello case.
King of Queens guy's name?
Is
Kevin James?
What was his character's name? Because
I don't know.
This one says Doug. So
this is
Doug.
Doug. He wanted Mentello, and so this is episode 11 from season number 5.
Okay,
unbelievable.
Got
yeah, I don't know.
That's okay. Yeah.
We caught him.
Yeah.
Just add that to what he has coming.
Be a fun hacky sack mix tomorrow. We'll get to throw this in his face.
Maybe just kick the hacky sack at him.
Yeah, good try, Monty.
That doesn't seem very nice.
All right, one more?
Yeah, we got time,
Hello, guys, and congratulations on creating the best running radio segment I've ever heard.
Oh, wow.
Am I the jerk? It's just brilliant.
Shots fired at Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I was going to say, I feel like he hasn't been listening to the radio very long.
Number one!
E-break, move over.
Who wrote that? Does it have like one
this
of our parents' names on it?
No, this is from John. And I'm not
also from Monty.
Maybe it is.
Maybe. Like everybody else, I suppose I get annoyed with the inconsiderate people. I'll stay with the theme and call them jerks who block my way or delay my progress as I go about my daily routine.
Yes.
Especially so when there are simple other options for the jerk. I rarely will say anything to the jerk, but I try to send a subtle message anyway if possible. For example, we've all experienced a clueless jerk who drives slowly in the fast lane. When I manage to finally pass such jerks, I try to send a not-so-subtle message by cutting back in front of them, safely, of course, but rather aggressively.
Did I write this?
About half of the time, the offending driver understands the message and immediately leaves the fast lane by moving to the right.
Yeah.
The other half of the time, they just seem to remain oblivious to the message. So am I the jerk for executing the aggressive maneuver? In my opinion, the maneuver is neither unsafe nor illegal, and it is intended to send a message to a driver who is, I consider, inconsiderate.
Whoa!
John, I don't think you're the jerk, because I do the exact same thing.
I do, too, and I think it's one of those things where the person isn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the times that that's why they move over, like, after you do that. Oh, well, I guess I am. I need to get out of this lane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happened yesterday on my way home. I was come on. Pay attention to your surroundings in a vehicle.
Do you, like, shake your fist?
No, I don't do that.
Do you wave when they let you over, though, at least?
Not in that scenario.
No, but in that scenario, if you passed them.
No, I'm talking like when someone lets you over, do you wave? Are you a waver?
Oh, yeah, I wave the same kind of a thank you wave.
Okay,
yeah.
It depends on what road I'm on.
So you're not a thank you waver?
On the interstate with five lanes, no. I'm not going to wave to thank somebody from being a moronic dumbass who just figured out how to get out of that lane.
Well, if I'm doing 90 and he's doing 85, it's not his fault that I'm doing 5 miles faster.
Right.
We're both in the wrong, technically, but at least I'm acknowledging, hey, you realized that I was coming up on you and you got out of the way.
In a two-lane highway situation, or once we get, say, on 20 or 30 and it's just two lanes and you come up on somebody, then I'll give them the courtesy wave. But going home on this 35 and you've got five lanes to choose from and you're driving in that one, no. I'm not thanking you.
It frustrates me, too, like these people that are completely oblivious when you go to, especially this time of year with Christmas shopping, that they're walking down the middle of the drive lane for the parking.
Yeah.
I'm one of those, I guess I am a jerk because I will get within 5 to 10 feet of that person
that's
walking down the middle that's completely oblivious that you should be on the sides, not in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
I do like the Christmas.
I always just kind of look at them with I'm actually fascinated by people like that. And I wish, I saw somebody do something the other day and we ended up pulling up next to each other.
Uh-oh. Man, you're playing with fire there, sir.
I didn't do anything. What I was going to say is that part of me just wants to, I wish that you could just have a conversation. Like I'm talking right now, I'm like, man, I gotta ask. What made you think that was the proper way to drive? I'm just curious.
What if it's a 16-year-old, their first time on the freeway? Like, how do you feel about yourself?
Then I'd like to talk to their parents. Like, why would you allow your 16-year-old to drive in rush hour traffic into downtown Dallas and not be in school at 8:30 in the morning? I don't understand.
Have you guys also noticed an overabundance of the please forgive me, I'm a student driver stickers?
There's a lot of those.
There's more recently than I've seen in a long time.
He's like onto something here.
It's like all these There's people a lot decided, of them. Yes. Like, hey, you know, it's about time I learned how to drive. All these high school kids that didn't want to drive for a long time.
Well, what's interesting,
they get Uber all the time.
It feels like most of those, when you look over to see who it is, it's someone who's older.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that?
It's a cover.
Yes. Are they just throwing it on there so that they can do dumb stuff? I don't understand.
Yeah, because if you're actually teaching your kid to drive, you would teach them the proper way to drive. Instead of doing stupid stuff like sitting in the left lane at 65 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes though, you don't have the reps, you know? Like, you can get the rookie quarterback ready. You gotta get the reps. You gotta be a little.
But when you're 60, you should have already had all the reps.
Well, 60, you should have to retake your driving test. Like, let's just be serious about that. Like, you should have to retake a driving test at 60. I mean, that should be the minimum.
Maybe 65. Yeah. When you hit if you retired, every year you have to retake your driver's test.
Yeah. I can see going from 65, then at 70, you got to do it. But then maybe at some point, it's got to be an annual thing.
Yeah. You shouldn't just pass it at 16. And then all of a sudden, as the speed limits get faster, the roads get bigger,
change.
Your vision gets worse, like your instincts, you're just expected to be able to handle the situation. You should have to retake your driving test.
Like
maybe every 10 years.
And it could just be a simple question. If you come to where the interstate splits and four lanes go one way and four go the other, but you're in the far right lane and needed to go left, should you A, take the next exit and circle back around, or B, immediately go across eight lanes of traffic to make sure you get into that lane?
B.
And then that person should never be allowed to drive
again. Wasn't the question.
If you answer that incorrectly, I'm sorry, your license is suspended. You're going to kill someone at the 35-114 split one day.
All right, so John, you're not a jerk.
No, John's not a jerk.
Might be your spirit animal, honestly.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be. That was very interestingly written.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't write into our own segment. That just seems silly. Maybe I should.
Maybe you
could. See if Donnie can figure out it was me.
Just mask yourself as Doug, like Monty seemed to try to do.
Maybe I should take a Sopranos episode and do that. If I invite somebody over to my house and then blow them away with a shotgun while I'm sitting on the porch, am I a jerk?
If my nephew gets in a car accident and I take my hand and I suffocate him.
And then somebody goes, that's just a Sopranos episode. All right. Thanks, Killer.
No, that was good, Killer.